Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Good game last night.
Can't hate on this one. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, 5:30 you get Creed, 2:30 you get Tupac, 3:30 country, and 4:30 90s.
I did find a song in the 90s today.
Wow, yeah, Jack debuted 4:30 90s on Friday with a song from 1987.
You want to know what's funny?
What?
I had a song in mind today that I thought would have gone well.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up.
And it wasn't the 90s.
2000.
There you go.
So I had to pivot.
At least I'm glad you looked it up.
Well, yeah, I knew I had Mr. Music over there. Would have been on my ass.
We're going to point it out.
It was Limp Bizkit, too, so I knew you would have been really on
it. Oh, was it rolling?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Limp Bizkit, even spiritually, is not 90s. It's 2000s.
Yeah, it's like the 98 to 2002.
Yeah, yeah, which is spiritually 2000s.
Yeah, but started in the 90s.
Started in the 90s, but spiritually 2000.
It's spiritually just 2000.
Yes. All right.
Did we get that out?
We're done. Okay, we're done. The reason I say it's spiritually 2000s.
What is Bros doing here?
Is because the 90s were a certain kind of music, and Limp Bizkit was post that music. Was after
I
that
agree.
Music.
Okay.
You're still going?
Right, I totally
yes.
agree.
I'm done.
Now, is Eminem 90s or spiritually 2000s?
Who?
Eminem.
That started when I was in college, 90s.
Yeah.
It's late 90s.
Yeah, because we started playing his records when I was in college. And I was in college 94 to 98. I think the first year we probably played it was 96 or 97, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the more you know, right?
Yeah. So one coaching issue yesterday.
Yes.
Is the Philadelphia Eagles are going to have to decide what the point of getting the ball back with 25 seconds left in the half, what is the point? Because if the point is just to get in into halftime with nobody hurt, nobody turned it over, whatever, when you get the ball back with 24 seconds left, with all three of your timeouts, in a league where kickers are kicking 60-yard field goals left and right, then just kneel on the ball. Don't put Saquon Barkley in harm's way at the end of the half, if the point is just to get in at halftime.
Right.
I would argue, with 24 seconds left, throw two or three passes at the – you don't even have to throw at the sidelines with three time. I think they had three timeouts at the time. Try to get in field goal range. See if you can get a long field goal. I know there's wind and all that sort of stuff, but if you're just going to give up, then give up without – the possibility of anybody getting hurt. I don't know what the point is to give up and also run the ball with Saquon Barkley, who is still one of the two or three most important players on the entire team at this point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they should go for it, but if you're not going to go for it, then just kneel on the ball. Don't run the ball.
Yeah, listen, they've done that a couple times this year.
Yes.
And yet, the only thing I can come up with is that they don't want to turn the ball over.
Then kneel on it.
I agree. Like,
because Saquon's fumbled.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only play where you're not going to...
And you're running another play that puts him in harm's way.
Yes. He can fumble. He could fumble on that play. Yeah. He can't fumble if they kneel.
Yeah.
It just doesn't compute to me what the possibility... I guess there is a minuscule possibility that Saquon breaks one and goes 60 yards, but I'd actually say we've seen as many fumbles this year from him as we've seen 60-yard runs. So, like, to me, the possibility is about the same on both.
So the weirdo in me
says
in those moments, Saquon, maybe he may be able to steal 20 yards here.
and then they can take a shot?
It's just more or less stats. Yeah, stats. The defenses are playing a little more relaxed defense. They're playing deep so they don't give up anything over their heads. And if he can break one in the open field and get a nice 20-yard run, 25-yard run, and they get off the field or whatever.
So it's to keep Saquon happy.
Well, I'm just saying it's one of those things where it's just a shot to take advantage of some empty calories there. But that's my thinking.
Yeah, I would rather they just go into halftime and nail it. If they're not going to actually try to score,
right.
I would rather – if you're going to play it safe, play it safe. You know, 215-592-9494. Caleb in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Caleb?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Caleb?
Hey, man, I'm on board, man. Like I said, it wasn't more so about who they played yesterday. It was how they played. Like, I felt like yesterday was the first day where the offensive plays looked like they were in sync. Like, one play led to the next play. Like, and it's kind of like how it was in the beginning of the season. I mean, unfortunately, AJ didn't get as many targets, but everything looked to flow. Like, just, you know, everything was on time. Everything was, you know, this play set up for the next play. It looked like we actually had good concepts and we knew what we were doing up there.
I'll tell you what I saw, Caleb, and it took me an hour or so to get to this, bringing it up, that the AJ targets, it looked like Jalen was just going through his reads and throwing the ball where it was supposed to go. It didn't look like they were trying to get the ball to AJ or force it to him. You know, he didn't get a target for, what, the whole first half? Or maybe just one? No, he got a target on the first drive.
Yeah, that one.
That's the only target he had in that first half. And you're wondering, okay, because it's all subconsciously there for us. I already haven't thrown the ball to AJ. Is he still locked in on the game?
Yeah.
Right? Is he still with us here? And I got to admit, I was worried about that at halftime. We're up, what, 17-0 at the half? AJ only has that one target. I'm saying to myself, okay, how do we come out in the second half? Is the offense going to look completely different like it did in Tampa in the second half, the Rams in the second half, Denver the second half, where we clearly are trying to get AJ the ball and it throws the offense out of sync? But it didn't.
And they stayed with it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I was too. I got one thing I want to leave y'all with when I get off, but I'm going to say this. I was worried about it too, but not from a negative standpoint, because I felt like, if anything, the fact that he hadn't got the ball, it would force us to keep our foot on the pedal. Like, we wouldn't just let up and just keep running the ball. Like, I knew we wasn't going to end the ball without him getting something. So I was with it from that standpoint. And I'm looking forward to watching Hard Knocks. I think that kind of saved the season a little bit, too, because it kept a lot of people keeping their character up. Because even though we lost the last two episodes, I still was enjoying the episodes. But this is the first time we get to watch an episode with a win at the end of it.
That is a good point, that the cameras being there may have forced them into better behavior. That's not a bad point, Caleb.
Yeah.
You might have a future in this business. What was the last thing you had?
I just want to leave y'all with one thing. So a lot of people don't get to watch every interview, every media break and everything like that. So we rely on y'all to give us a lot of information that we might not know about. One thing I can say, because y'all misquote Hurts interview, especially that Steeler one, and it drives me up a wall. With the Steelers interview, everyone, you know, they say Hurts said that the game's going to look, the play calling is going to look how he wanted to look. When he was more so speaking about his own play. With this, the question they asked him yesterday, I didn't think he was cocky or anything. I think they asked him about facing adversity. And I think what he said was, and I kind of agree with Ike, is the message was to, you know, probably the people in the building, where they asked him how would he handle adversity. And he was more so saying, like, yo, y'all got to remember where I've been at, what I've been through. Like, this is not going to faze me, you know. And it's like, it wasn't like a cocky thing. It was more so just like, just remember who I am. Like, I've been through this before, and I'm battle tested for the most part. And then also, too, like.
And I'm built for this. He's saying
He's built for it, yeah. And it's like, think about it. He's human. He, as much as he say he doesn't pay attention to media, Hard Knocks tells us something different, because every episode we hear something that we said in the media. And I say this to y'all week in and week out. The thing that we're most loudest about, he goes out that following week and he does it. And I'll just say this and I get off, but it's like, he's human. So he heard everybody talk about benching him. So I didn't expect his attitude to be all jittery and laughing and joking with the media, because y'all are the same guys who just counted me out and wanted me sitting on the bench. So it was no way he wasn't going to finish that game. And I give KP a lot of credit, because he did not let Tanner McKee come in there and just walk the field. He made sure he did some running plays in there. He gave us exactly where we need to get to the next game. It wasn't enough where we can come back and be on the radio like, oh, my God, you see that pass by Tanner? You see how Tanner just walked the field in 5 seconds? So I give KP his credit for that because if Tanner would have came and walked the field and threw a touchdown up there, oh, man, the conversation would have been funny today. So y'all enjoy yourself, though, man. Y'all keep
going. All right, Caleb.
All right, Caleb. Good call. You might be right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
On the Hard Knocks thing?
Well, he's definitely right about that. Well, yeah. The Tanner thing, too. They didn't want Tanner to look too good.
That's why I thought they weren't going to bring him in.
Right.
Honestly, I thought.
Well, then who else is our quarterback? It would have been Sam Howell.
I just didn't think they were going to take Jalen out. I thought they were just going to let him hand the ball off. And
I think the ankle thing got him out.
That would be my guess as well. 215-592-9494. Actually, before we get back to the calls, I actually had something that Caleb brought up that actually has me agreeing with Elliot on something.
Ooh.
It's crazy. We will get to that right after. And, you know, one place you don't want to think about Elliot. The bedroom.
Mm-mm.
No.
That won't help anything.
No. Like, I guess unless you're Elliot's wife.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. In any case, I don't need to bring her or him into this.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about your performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew can help you with it. I know you've been thinking to yourself, man, I would just like to be back the way that I used to be. I understand how you feel. Blue Chew understands how you feel. And the good news is Blue Chew is going to allow you to try their chewables for the first month absolutely free. The rest of the good news is you don't have to go to the doctor, no doctor's appointments. You just meet with their medical professionals at BlueChew.com. The more good news is you don't have to go to the pharmacy and wait in line because they ship you the chewables in a discreet
hard
package.
And like, look, here's the deal. You have two options. I know you don't want, you're like, I don't want to have to do that. Here are the two options. The two options are you don't do anything about it, and you're not performing at peak performance, or you do something about it, and you are. Which camp would you rather be in?
Make the right choice
and go to BlueChew.com. Now, how is that first month free?
I'm paying for it.
Jack's paying for it. That is right. Just use code 94 at checkout. Your first month is free. You only have to pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Boy, so here's the thing I'm going to agree with Elliot on. Now, he says a lot of things. Who knows how many weeks ago this was and how much he actually believes it. But at one point, Elliot was saying that the biggest problem with the offense is the penalties. And if they just got rid of the penalties, everything would be fine. Now, I thought that was crazy. But then you think about yesterday. And here's where I think that comes, where that rings true a little bit, is that the offense, the running game yesterday, did not look, like the numbers-wise, did not look particularly good. Mm-hmm. But when you're not giving up 5 yards and 10 yards after your first down run that only got you 3 yards, it puts you in position to run the ball again, even if you're not running the ball well. What those penalties did was they made it impossible for them to continue to run the ball even when it wasn't super successful. Mm-hmm. You can do that. If you're only getting 3 yards a carry and you run on first and second down, at least that puts you in third and four. If you get 3 yards a carry and you get one penalty for 5 yards, that puts you in third and nine.
Yeah.
And it's just a very different game when you're putting yourself in that position. And I do think that if they are able to clean that up, even if the running game never gets back where it was, where it's not going to this year, it does put them in a better position to hold on to the ball longer, not put their defense in a spot where they have to save them every game, and maybe like maybe play the game that you're talking about, the close game that you win at the end because you haven't made mistakes. You can only do that by not making mistakes. And those penalties, if you're going to have to play offense this way, really, really hurt you. And I thought you saw part of that difference yesterday with not having those offensive penalties.
Yeah, before I address that, let me address the whole idea of you learning something from Elliot.
Sorry.
That I say regularly.
Sorry. Show. But he said,
stay ahead of the sticks.
Yes. Okay, sorry.
That's what that means. Stay on schedule.
Yes.
Listen to your boys sometimes.
Okay.
I know Elliot says a lot, so I can understand how it sticks with you, and then you and I are here most of the times.
Yes.
But yes, that's what it is. When you don't get behind the chains, second and 15, first and 15, that allows Kevin Petullo to stay with the running game.
Yes.
And allows him to stay with the running game.
Even when you look at, and everybody got their 17 carries to Tank Bigsby yesterday. Yep. It was 17 carries, 54 yards.
That was more than I was expecting.
Well, yeah, it wasn't.
And seven of them felt like it came on the goal line.
Right at the end of the game.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. CJ in Texas.
We still didn't get in.
No. Yeah. The running game's.
CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Hey, I think it's a reason. First off, afternoon, fellas. How everybody feeling?
Oh, you should be thrilled today, CJ. Come on.
He's happy. I hear it in his voice.
I mean, I'm laughing because all the people y'all was calling in, you was like, man, who are these people?
Oh, dude. It's amateur hour.
Yeah, it has been a lot of amateurs today.
Everybody's looking at it like, hey, we got the win. Let's just deal with it and let's just go forward. Get this next win and knock the Cowboys out of the playoffs. And then we go from there and see what it's about in the playoffs. I'm happy because the defense continues to do what it's been doing. I'm really proud of this defense. I'm not going to lie. Now I'm looking like, okay, can we get another corner? You know, what are we going to look like going forward? Because the defense can travel anywhere. And me and Ike, even though we didn't agree with everything, and he called me a hater last week, that's messed up. You know,
did I actually call you a hater? I don't think so.
Yeah, you said I was a Jalen hater, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but okay. Well, then that makes sense. Yeah, Jalen hater.
Nah, I ain't no Jalen hater. But
It's
time to accept it.
Wow.
Yeah. What are you going to say today?
Hey, it ain't about hating Jalen. It's just you want it to be. I'll say this. I am a type of person, I look and my expectations are based on realistic, or when I look at something to say, hey, this should be able to yield this, right? No different with putting money towards something. If you think it's a hope, wish, and a prayer, I'm not going to put a lot toward it. I'll put a little bit toward it. Say, hey, if it blows up, it blows up. But if it doesn't, I didn't miss much. With the type of talent we get on offense, I had a lot of expectations. I'm like, hey, I want a clear dynasty out of this. Because when that window's closed, it's closed. But I'm not going to stay on that. I'm going back to the defense. The defense can travel. The offense, it did its job. It was, what's the word I'm looking for? It was competent. It's like my kid taking out trash and getting the cans to the curb and the trash man picks it up. I don't expect much out of it, but I know when it's not happening, I got big issues with it. The offense has not been doing what it needs to be doing, so I had issues with it. So when people are telling me something like, hey, this is greatness, look at him, it's like, it's not competent. So the defense can travel. Offense be competent. We can win for sure one playoff game. It depends on who we draw after that. Other than that, I'm happy about that. And it will be nice to look at doggone Hard Knocks and not take L's out of doggone day.
You know what, though, CJ?
I
can hear it. You're not all the way in yet. You're not all the way in, but that's okay. No, that's okay. That's okay. Because we're about to run off three more. And then when we head to the playoffs, that's when you'll be fully confident. It's going to take that Buffalo Bills game. But we got to take care of Saturday first. We got to take care of business Saturday first.
What does all in mean?
You're going to say they're going back to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm waiting on you to say. We're going back to the Super Bowl.
Hey.
Yes.
I'll tell you this. Not only will I be in, but I will buy a Jalen jersey if we beat Buffalo handily in the offense.
Handily?
You know what?
Hold on.
On the road, though.
A real Jalen jersey or one of the ones from China?
No, I'll get a real one.
Okay.
But it is, okay, but we look at it, we're going to be playing a Buffalo, and it's going to be a win game problem. So it's going to be weather.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'll take it. We beat
there
Buffalo.
You go.
And the offense is competent. I'll buy a Jalen jersey. I'll buy a Jalen Super Bowl jersey.
Quit putting escape clauses in there. I don't care if the offense is competent or not. When we beat Buffalo, I want you all on board.
I'll buy the jersey. I ain't going to say I'm all on board.
All right. Okay. All right, CJ. I don't know how they would beat Buffalo in Buffalo without the offense being competent. I guess it could happen, but, you know, I think the offense is going
to. When you say when the offense is competent, that's still subjective.
Well, yeah.
So it's to his pleasing.
Well, also, I'm not that impressed with the win yesterday, mm-hmm. but the offense was better than competent yesterday. I think they only punted one time. They had 31 points after three quarters, and they pulled their starters. Like, that was a good offensive game. It was one of the better offensive games of the entire season, actually.
Would you say that was a Jalen-led win?
Sure.
No, because, see, I heard I want more confidence than that, too.
Yeah.
Because you're over here reluctant to give any credit for Jalen.
Well, we'll see the game ball.
Giglio trying to put it on the defense yesterday. And, you know, everybody wants to say, oh, it's the Raiders, they stink, and you don't want to get the offense any credit. But we're going to stick our chests out for the defense playing that offense?
That's a great point.
Playing against two gloves Pickett? Planning as a running back that's averaging 2 yards a carry?
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from the defense, but to act like the defense just shut down the greatest show on turf and we don't want to give the offense credit for yesterday's game. I came away from that game yesterday impressed by one player and one player only, and he was the best player on the field yesterday. That's the quarterback.
I agree.
He had 5 turnovers the week before. He looked the worst on the field last week.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, he looked like the best player on the field. That was a Jalen-led win.
Over the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think that's where we – that's the sticking point.
It's not the Browns.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, aren't the Browns the worst?
Well, Giants are technically the worst.
Are the Giants the worst?
Yeah.
We already lost to them.
They're both 2-11.
Oh.
They're 2-12 now.
We lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
We did lose to the Giants.
All right.
But the Raiders are definitely worse than the Giants.
Yes.
Yes.
Like,
this version of the Raiders right now is the worst team we've played this year.
They beat the Patriots week one.
That's unbelievable.
They did beat the Patriots.
I was watching the Raiders yesterday trying to figure out how they won 2 games this year.
Yeah.
That team.
They got 75 yards yesterday.
75?
75 yards. Yeah.
Total.
I mean, one of the most.
Not 75 passing yards.
Yeah, 75 yards.
Total yards.
I'm trying to think of the worst teams that have come in here and played.
That was one of them.
That was one of them.
The Raiders are up there.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. No Donovan this week. Donovan will join us later this week. He is traveling. Barrett Brooks joins us next. Talk to Barrett. Haven't had Barrett on the show in a long
Bird's Huddle?
Yeah.
Bird's Huddle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's go.
So we'll talk to Barrett next. Talk to you for the rest of the show. So how do you feel? Are the Eagles back, or was it just the Raiders? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns, who will win with FanDuel? Any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.